You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The Daily Music Business Podcast.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Daily Music Business Podcast. It's your host, Katie Zaccardi. Today's episode is part one of an Instagram Live I did all on how to create engaging content before and during a launch. Now, in part one, we are talking specifically about social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, and Clubhouse. As we know, things are shifting and changing on social media. So in the next 10 minutes or so, we'll be talking about what the future of social media might be, which platform you should be on, and how to figure all of that out so that your audience and you get the best results and support from your content. So looking forward to diving into today's episode. Be sure to tag me on Instagram at Katie Zaccardi with your big takeaways. And if you are launching a Patreon or coaching program, then I encourage you to apply for Out to Launch. Applications are open now and we start on February 1st. So if spots aren't filled by the time you get to that app, be sure to go apply and grab your spot inside of the program. We'll hop on a call after you apply to make sure it's a good fit and then invite you inside. So in this program, we will take you from idea inception to program launch or offer launch in just 3 months. So if you are toying around with the idea of getting your offer out there, this is your sign to do it. Again, head to katiezaccardi.com/out-to-launch to apply today. All right, let's dive into the episode. Okay, so let's chat about social media. So there's one thing that I want to talk about and address before we talk about how to create really good, engaging content. And that is the fact that you might have noticed social media is changing. We noticed this back in March for sure when everything hit and we were all inside and TikTok blew up. And I don't know if you were one of these people, but I was definitely one of the people who was a millennial, and like my younger sister was on TikTok from the summer. And then in March 2020, I actually joined it and I've like been obsessed ever since. Personally, I noticed myself scrolling way more on TikTok than I spend time scrolling on Instagram or any other platforms. I don't really use Facebook anymore. I don't use Twitter anymore. I use Facebook groups, but I don't find either of those platforms particularly engaging or useful for my particular target audience, the content that I like to create. So the content that I put out is on Instagram, is on my email list, and is on my podcast. And then I also started using TikTok, but I don't necessarily use TikTok to like foster an audience because right now I haven't really been able truthfully to find my particular niche on TikTok. Like coaches on TikTok are, especially for musicians, are few and far between. And I just don't know if like the audience is there or if people want to see that type of stuff on TikTok. Maybe they'll start to, but right now I'm kind of just doing it for fun. And honestly, I'm just kind of creating TikToks on there that I then translate over to Reels. And usually my Reels do pretty well, but for some reason my TikToks don't. Again, that's why I think that it is more of an audience-based thing, and the fact that I have more an established following on Instagram already than I do on TikTok. But now we've got a couple new platforms entering the reins. Well, TikTok would be one of them that was new that a lot of people felt like they had to do. And then of course, Instagram came out with Reels. And so that Instagram pushes Reels. Like you definitely are in a good place and in Instagram's favor if you're doing Reels, because Instagram is pushing Reels out to people and showing Reels to people and really getting in their faces. When I post Reels, usually they do well and I get a lot of people, I get new followers, I get people liking my Reels who are not necessarily my audience, which shows me that by doing Reels, I'm widening my audience on Instagram. And again, with TikTok, it's like a whole new medium, really funny, mostly lighthearted or educational, like short form content that people enjoy. The new thing is Clubhouse. So on Clubhouse is an audio-based platform. And this is how it was described to me when I first was hearing about it, which was like, it's an audio-based platform where you like have conversations and it's sort of like listening to a live podcast, or being in like a Zoom without video. Now, I think that that's an accurate description, but for me, I also didn't find that description very engaging. I was like, I don't know if I can get engaged in a conversation if there's no video, and I wasn't sure if I really wanted to like listen into a live podcast because I'm the type of person who speeds podcasts up and like makes things go faster, and I still do find that on Clubhouse, sometimes those things do get in the way. However, after experimenting on Clubhouse, I really do think that Clubhouse is a great place for growth. It is a great place to provide free value. And it is, I think, going to become a really big social media platform. And the reason for that is I think that since Instagram made their update where they started really selling to people, then that kind of hurt them because people are really used to Instagram and know Instagram's not like dying right now. It's not gonna like shrivel up and die tomorrow. But I think that on platforms like TikTok and Clubhouse, there is less outward selling and more value, whether the value is in humor, whether the value is in conversations and really getting to know people. There is more value there. Whereas on Instagram, there's so much stuff. There's Instagram lives, IGTVs, reels, regular posts, long captions, short captions, funny stuff, deep stuff. You know what I mean? Like everyone feels like they need to say something about everything. And I think on TikTok and on Clubhouse, it's a little bit more straightforward, and my guess is that's really appealing to people, and I know it's appealing to me. Like I said at the beginning, I don't really spend much time scrolling through Instagram anymore. If anything, I'm scrolling through TikTok, or I'm seeing if there is a Clubhouse room that is appealing to me. So just to go back and talk about Clubhouse for another hot second for anybody who is unfamiliar. So it is an audio-based platform. Basically, you can create a room, which is like you're creating an event. Think of it like that, a discussion. You can host with other people and moderate with other people. So let's say that I created a room with another friend of mine. We'll name her Sarah. I create a room with Sarah, we host the room, we're gonna host this discussion on social media, right? And then other people join the room and I can bring other people up to talk on stage is what they call it, or you could just simply passively listen. You can go in and out as you please. And so there's no pressure to like stay forever. You can just kind of peruse through rooms. You can speak or ask questions if you want to, and that's what makes it really engaging. So this is really important to talk about, and here's why. Like I said, we already knew that Instagram was maybe on the outs, and we knew that TikTok was on the up, and I think with the introduction of Clubhouse, it's proving to be even more true that there is more competition for social media platforms, and there's more competition for people's attentions. Now, let me know, you guys who are on live with me right now, if you've noticed this, but I've had a lot of clients come to me, and I've noticed it myself, where I feel like my Instagram story views are lower than usual. Or, you know, I get likes on my posts, but I do a lot of reels and the reels are not necessarily even coming from my audience. They're just coming from like other people who don't follow me, which again is great for growth. But my normal audience is not only watching on Instagram anymore, and they're watching on other platforms as well. And that means that their attention is divided and they might not be seeing everything that you're posting on Instagram. So what does this mean and what do we do? Well, as we prepare for a launch and as we're in a launch, we want to keep this in mind because it's really important, number one, that we're picking the platforms really clearly that we are going to be posting our content on. So it is super vital that when you go into entrepreneur, you want to make sure that you're really clear on the platforms you're using for your content. So like I said earlier, I primarily use Instagram, podcasting, and my email list. Email list, we'll call it a social media platform. I recommend everybody has it, but that's the main ways I'm getting in touch with my audience. I've introduced TikTok, though I don't personally put a lot of pressure on it, and I'm going to start using Clubhouse. So that's a kind of a lot, but keep in mind, I've had my business for a while. I recommend that you start with 2 to 3 platforms and then grow from there. Email list being one of them. If you have a podcast or a YouTube, that would be one of them as well. And then picking like Instagram, or you could swap out a podcast and or a YouTube for a Clubhouse, right? But like start with 3 tops and then grow from there. But if you do more than 3 at a time, it's going to be hard to grow up all of those audiences simultaneously. But identifying what are the platforms that you are going to be showing up on. We need to know this. And also giving ourselves the grace and acknowledging that it's okay if my audience isn't everywhere or where they used to be, but knowing exactly where I'm going to be showing up, I am committing to going all in on those platforms and continuing to show value so that even if there's less people watching, I know that the people who are watching are getting everything out of it. Now, when I even started Clubhouse, like, I had a few Clubhouse rooms with like one or two people in it, but you know what? I had really good conversations with those people, and a lot of those people turned into leads. And so if I had just said, oh, it's just one or two people, you know, I better not even bother. No, that's one or two people who could potentially become clients in the future, or fans, or, you know, Patreon members or whatever it is. So don't discount the platform just because the numbers are down, but ask yourself how you can continue to show up really strong. And ask yourself, honestly, where is my audience now? Like, where are they going? I've seen people do polls and they've asked, you know, what do you prefer, Reels or TikToks? And some people will say Reels. I saw someone do a poll in my audience recently where they literally asked, do you prefer Reels or TikToks? And their audience said like 95% Reels. I voted for TikTok. Don't tell Instagram. But it goes to show that you need to figure out where your audience is. So these are the broad trends that I'm seeing. However, you need to really get in touch with your audience, do that market research, figure out how and where you like to consume and create media, and where your audience does as well. Now, most likely, the ways that you like to do it is also where your audience will be. Like, I was talking with a client of mine. I have a couple clients of mine, actually, who are like, I feel like I should fit myself into this TikTok box, and I, like, really want to be in TikTok, and it feels like that's what's happening, and I know that I should do it, and then Instagram's pushing Reels. But they don't like the short form content. Like, simply put, they don't like it. One of my clients was just like, I literally just don't like it. I like really long form content. The other one was like, she was like, I just feel like I go on TikTok and it's like a time suck and I feel like I should be creating on it, but I really just don't want to and I prefer longer YouTube videos. And after talking it through, I was like, to both of them, separate conversations, but like, we are going to go for the long form content. Like, you do not have to fit yourself into a box. Now, knowing who they are and what they like, most likely your audience is gonna kind of vibe with that as well. So that's good, but you still wanna make sure that you're keeping in touch with them and figuring out what is the platform that's gonna work with both of you. Because if you try to fit yourself into a box of a social media platform that you literally hate showing up on, you're not gonna show up well, and your audience is not gonna vibe with it because you're not putting good content out there. So, moral of the story, make sure that you're getting really clear on what kind of content you like to create, where your audience is showing up, and therefore what social media platforms you're deciding to go all in on.
Subscribe today to the Daily Music Business Podcast on your favorite podcast platform.
Hello out there.
Yes, hello out there, everyone. I'm Hal Schwartz.
And I'm Flynn McClain. Together, we host None But the Brave, a podcast dedicated to the music and career of Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce and E Street Band are on tour right now for the first time in 6 years, and we're taking a detailed look at what's happening on stage in our bi-weekly episodes.
We've also been recently joined by some very exciting guests, including rock journalist Warren Zanes and Stephen Hyden, Backstreet's magazine founder Charles Cross, and Barstool's Kirk Menahan.
If you're a diehard Springsteen fan, this is the show for you.
So please subscribe to None But the Brave on your favorite podcasting platform, and we hope to see you further on up the road.
Thank you so much. We'll be seeing you.